Yeah.
It was a cannon, Tyler. How very astute of you.
How did that happen?
Well, I set up a little machine.
Cannon by delay?
Yeah, 10-second delay. And it plays the harp, and then if the harp plays the cannon. You should just play the harp.
You are a wizard with that machine in there.
For the old, so it gives us 10 seconds to walk from there to here in the old show.
It's the longest walk in showbiz from the Loveline engineering room to the Loveline studio.
And then it's a long walk back.
Yes.
But the old show was just the harp. Now it's a harp closely followed by the cannon.
Yes.
To denote, it's a different show now. The TNA show.
No, it's the first call with TNA.
First call with TNA. However, the name of the show almost got completely changed.
about 10 seconds ago.
About 15, 20 seconds ago, Catherine would demanded that we not take calls on the show anymore. Demanded.
Well, but he's not our boss.
I said, first of all, Mike, that's the name of the show. He says that we take all the fun out of the calls and that we should take the worst call.
I would just say
that
we're better interviewers.
Yes, I would have to agree with that. So he told us to take the worst call on the show, or the worst call readily available to us.
Oh, this is going to be sad for whoever we go to.
November 20th, 2011. I am Anderson. I push buttons. Tyler is ruining radio. He's Tyler White. He's the guy on the internet.
That's me, the guy on the internet. You know all those funny things on the internet? They all come from me.
Every single one of them. Can't take that call because it's too good. That one's not going to be good. Oh, I should also mention while I have a moment here that we're going to be doing an after disaster tonight, and I think it's going to be good.
Why?
I don't know. I thought I'd just say that.
You've been drinking?
You know the
most. Looking at the world with rose-colored glasses? What?
All right.
How about three?
So, see, here's what was discussed. So far, we've taken like six or seven calls on the show, and it's.
I'm going to post last week's. Since we actually did a full week of shows, I'm going to post them tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a lot of the same because we set up every single...
Like we're doing right now.
Yeah, like right now. Mm-hmm. But it's about six or seven of the calls that we have taken on this show, the first call, they eventually get on Loveline, but usually it's like in the second hour or late in the first hour, and by the time they get to
them,
they're like...
I think it's like Mike doesn't like our sloppy seconds.
That's what it is.
He lets them just like... He hopes they'll hang up.
All right, so I'm going to let you pick.
I like three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Because if there's anything we need, it's more people named Mike on Loveline-related things.
This is Anderson. That's Tyler over there. Do not hang up. This is not by any means the real show, okay?
Okay.
Now, I let Tyler pick your call, so we are not going to do the thing that we're supposed to do, which was take the worst call on the board. So your call's not the worst, okay? So don't feel butthurt.
Okay.
It's kind of worst. Okay. So, Tyler, why'd you want to take it?
Well, I saw I was calling from the Great White North.
Yeah, you're calling from Canada.
That always intrigues me.
What part of Canada are you calling from, Mike?
The cold part.
From Vaughan.
Vaughan's?
I love his supermarkets.
Yeah.
Vaughan's.
Yeah.
What about John's? That like rip off Vaughan's?
Yeah. Do you have Vaughan's? You don't have Vaughan's. You have Loblaws up there, right? For supermarkets.
Loblaws.
Yeah, Loblaws.
Is that where you go and spend your loonies?
Yeah, and toonies.
It's a grocery store.
Yeah, Loblaws. Take that.
At one point, was there someone like really high in mushrooms up in Canada, and they were the ones who like kind of set up
his name was
a bunch of the different
John,
things?
John Loblaw?
I guess.
And loonies and toonies makes perfect sense. Loony is it's a $1 coin, and it has the loony bird on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Toonies are $2 bills, but and they're
has,
coins.
And has a picture of a guy's knees on it.
I don't get it. Why is that toonie?
Toonies.
Toonies, oh yeah.
It's the president wearing shorts.
I don't get toonies. Why toonies? Oh, toonies.
Yeah, you get it?
Tunisia. They're all from Tunisia. So, Mike, we're going to make it a point not to talk about
it. Suck to be a one-legged guy in Tunisia every day, just rubbed in.
Every day. We're not going to talk at all about the problem that you have on the board because you're going to talk to the actual professionals.
Is your girlfriend Asian?
We have two professionals.
No, she's not. She's actually Guyanese.
Okay, we're going to get to your problem now.
Or she was Tunisian. That would have been weird.
Your Guyanese girlfriend is too short for you.
She has Guyanese?
I for some reason, I like tall girls.
Okay, Mike, we're going to stop right there. This sounds too much like a Loveline, and we can't have that. let's go back to Loblaws.
Yeah. What's the best thing there?
Their lemonade is awesome.
Really?
Do they still have the green carton lemonade?
I have no idea. I don't really shop at Loblaws.
Why? Where do you shop?
I have no frills.
No frills.
No frills or Freshco.
No frills. They don't have lights. There's no air conditioning. It's just you run in and grab what you want, pay, and get out.
Is no frills, exactly. Like, do they have meat and vegetables and that kind of thing?
Yeah, they have everything. Yeah.
Or is it just like a 7-Eleven? Do you have 7-Elevens up there?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're 7-Eleven.
All right, now, you probably don't know this, Mike, but we have a chain down here called Vaughn's. And It's like Vons and Ralphs in the Southern California area. Albertsons. The two big ones. And Albertsons. Albertsons. And Pavilions.
And Trader Joe's.
Shoot of Vons. And Trader Whole Foods. Joe's is not a real supermarket. Okay, but there's...
Trader Joe's is amazing.
The two big ones are Ralphs and Vons. And they use red font, red lettering in their letters, right, Tyler?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And in the poor neighborhoods, Mike, what they do is they'll take over a Vons, and they'll take down the V, and they'll just replace it with a J. And it just says John's. And you always know you're in a bad part of town.
If they have a John's.
If they have a John's, yeah, usually.
It's exact same. I don't know how it exists.
You usually put your right blinker on your BMW to turn down another street and drive quicker. Get the fuck away from there, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't be hanging out in a place that has John's.
Now, yeah. Do you guys take care of questions and stuff? Stuff like that?
It'd be the same as if in the poor neighborhoods of Canada, even though I know that they don't really have any, if you saw Roblaws. That'd be bad time. It'd be time to move. It'd be time to move on. What was your question, Mike? I'm sorry.
He wants to know if we actually help people. Yeah, the real help starts in 4.5 minutes.
There's a couple, I don't know if you heard me, but there's a couple professionals. They expect to be treated with the utmost respect.
No one knows what you're doing when you use that voice.
They're professionals.
Sounds like you're having stroke.
Dr. Drew and Simone Bien. She's a marriage counseling and guidance counselor. Is she? I don't know. She'll take care of your problems, if they're relationships, which yours kind of is. And then we got Dr. Drew. And we got Mike, who takes care of the old belly laughs.
We should play that as the intro to Loveline every night.
Yeah.
Replace what plays right now.
Mike, how long have you been listening? What?
Do you guys still do Stinky Pinky?
No.
I've heard that in a while.
No, but you should ask that right off the bat.
don't do
immediately
that.
Immediately
say, no, Pinky? No. Don't. Then we're really never going to get to take calls again.
You're supposed to, right off the bat, you say, who's this broad? Where's Stinky Pinky? No, don't do that, Mike. I'm
kidding. Mike, don't do that. Okay. Promise us you won't do that. Or we'll come up to Roblaws and no frills.
No frills.
And we'll steal all your loonies and toonies.
Do they sell booze at No Frills?
No, they don't.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's the frills.
Where do you get your booze?
At the beer store.
Is that what it's called?
The beer store.
That's what it's called, the beer store.
There's just one for the whole county.
There's the beer store.
And if you don't get there early, all the LeBlats gone.
LeBlats blue. All right, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
There's LCBO and the beer store.
The beer.
I thought
you were Canadian. Now you sound like you're from Chicago.
Do you guys have the weird rules, like you can't buy beer on Sundays after 6 or any of that stuff?
No. Not like
just
that.
Beer all the time. It comes out of their tap, actually, I heard, in Canada, right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, beer comes out of the tap.
That's where they got their maple syrup. They just have a spigot off of trees. They really do.
I know.
And they turn it on, and they put their waffles.
They put on their skates.
They're hot jacks.
They skate over to the tree. They get some maple syrup.
Flapjacks. I was having a hard time with flapjacks.
Remember in the Paul Bunyan legend, they made a giant flapjack like the size of the lake.
I don't read legends, nor do I believe in them. Mm. Hey, Mike, the actual help is coming in. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
So do not hang up, though.
He's like, thank God.
All right, buddy.
Oh, thanks.
And next time you go to Roblaws, think of us.
No frills.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to TNA. This is Anderson. First call with TNA. I'm sorry. We're still getting the hang of things. I am Anderson. That is Tyler. Today is November...
My side hurts.
What is today? November 21st.
I have like a side cramp, you know, when you go running?
Mm-hmm. It's a stitch.
All I do is walk 20 feet into the
Your
front.
Voice sounds so bitchy right now. It's amazing how bitchy it sounds.
I just got the worst side ache walking from the other room.
You know, it's like it's just those 10 steps and it just hurts so bad. It hurts so badly.
I don't know why I agreed to have you as my co-host on the show, because right now that decision is looking foolish.
Welcome to First Call of TNA. Today is November 21st. I already said that. Tyler has a stitch. I have a cold, but it's not really a cold that's manifesting. It's just tightness in the chest, which means I might be dying
soon. Is that that pouty face you have on? Is that what that's for?
I have a puss.
Yeah.
I have a puss on my face. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. What we do here on the TNA show is we take the first call. Should I just do like 1 through 4? Should I read them first? I read very slowly, so it's not good that I read.
We should go for the one that's more interesting peripheral information, so rather than the actual call.
I should look away from it and pick it?
How could you find what's interesting on
the
peripheral?
I thought my peripheral
no,
was supposed
no.
to...
No, that's a visual joke.
I don't understand.
No one understands.
Should I look to the right and pick out of the corner of my eye? Here comes Rune. He's going to say
anyone this. From an interesting look. Oh, Danielle's from Canada. We like Canada.
Danielle.
Yes.
Welcome to the first call respondents with TNA.
Why are you adding words to the title of our show?
I'm going
to
add words. How are you?
What's that? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear all the way up from the Great White North.
Those crystal clear Canadian phone lines.
Great White North. What part of Canada are you calling from, Danielle?
I'm in Ontario.
When was the last time you went to Loblaws?
When was the last time I went where?
To Loblaws?
Or No Frills.
Or No Frills. What do you pick? No Frills?
Like No Frills.
You don't like No Frills?
No, I go to Metro.
Oh, Metro.
Metro. They have frills there.
Convenient.
What's that?
24 hours. It's really convenient.
Is there a bunch of graffiti on the inside?
No. Well,
I can't take the feedback right now. Yeah, what is going on with that?
I don't know. It's not me. I don't even have my phone.
I don't have my phone. This is a problem. If this is how Loveline sounds, Danielle, by the way, you're on the fake show, so don't hang up, okay? Once we're done with you. So I'm looking to actually see what your call is right now. You're wondering why your boyfriend's stress causes his ED makes it awkward. That makes no sense, but that makes sense that it would make no sense because...
Because Krista wrote it. Krista is mildly retarded.
Mildly. Ever so mildly. Like if she was put in special classes, she'd be the star. You know what I mean? She'd be the star student.
They'd be like, maybe we should just put her back in normal classes. She's that girl.
If she was in special ed, she'd be considered gifted.
And then they start the new year and they put her in the normal class. And then 2 weeks later, she's right back with the other kids.
I thought she wasn't paying attention because there was a barrier between me and her. There's a big Wix.com sign. And then she proceeded to roll back behind the sign and lean back in her chair and give me the most withering look I've gotten all day, which is to say a lot. I almost lost my mind today, Tyler.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I went to the same gas station twice and didn't get gas either time. I drove all the way to Culver City twice and went all the way home twice. And got one piece of business taken care of, which was the post office.
I changed a tire today for the first time in my life.
Ever?
Yeah.
Was it scary? Was it on the minivan?
No, but it was on my own car.
Watch this. I bet you Danielle's, she's probably done many a tires.
I bet she's changed Kenyatta. Carburetors.
Have you ever changed a tire, Danielle?
No.
What? You're just outside of Toronto?
She just goes to Metro. They've got extra tires there.
Hey, I'm not even from Ontario. I'm from Alberta.
Oh, Alberta. That's where all the hill jacks come from, right?
I like Alberta.
A lot of incest. What's that?
I love my kids.
What's that?
Worst phone.
You love
Alberta and Saskatchewan. You can say I'm from both.
Do they speak English in that neck of the woods? Because it does not sound like it. I'm having a hard time.
Your phone is retroubling.
Retroubling, yes. So you're wondering why... Okay, I'm going to read your question verbatim, okay? Wondering why my boyfriend's stress causes his ED makes it awkward.
That's obviously not how she posed the question to Krista.
Wondering why my BF's stress causes his ED makes it awkward.
I was wondering if stress can do that to you that much.
Absolutely, but I'm not an expert, so wait for the
expert. I heard you were an expert on ED.
Actually, you know what? I don't have ED, and when I do, you're going to know about it because I'm going to panic because Drew's always saying, it's the first sign of heart disease. You get ED, and then you go in there and get a cardiogram right away. You got to get on that treadmill there because it's the first sign of heart disease, and I will panic.
That's an awful Dr. Drew impression.
No, that's exactly what he sounds like. Danielle, did you think that Dr. Drew sat down in the chair for a second?
What's that?
Were you taken aback just now? God. Did you think that Drew just started talking to you?
No, I thought right. that it was an accident.
Do you like... She thinks this show is an accident. It is. Do you like hockey, Danielle?
Yes, I do.
Were you excited to see Crosby come back tonight and kick ass?
I didn't get to see Crosby come
back. Okay. She's not a good Canadian,
She's
obviously.
She's not good. Not the good phone Canadian. Line is awful.
I am half Canadian.
I'm sure she'll be fine on the real show.
Hey, Danielle, don't hang up, all right? Because the Dr. Drew is going to talk to you momentarily.
The one who sounds like the real Dr. Drew, not like
that. The Simone Bien is going to be weighing in momentarily, and Mike Catherwood is going to also talk to you momentarily. So do not hang up. This is the fake show. This is the TNA show.
So you know what I did as
Sniffs and all.
Went out to go change my tire because I realized daylight was precious. It was only going to be about 45 minutes more daylight, and I'm really sick of filling up my tire twice a week. Uh-huh. Because that's how lazy I am.
You know, you go to a tire
store. I'm aware.
And they plug it.
I'm aware.
$10, $15 at the most.
I'm aware.
For an upscale place.
But that's, I could be sitting at home watching TV or something instead of doing that.
It takes 10 minutes maybe, 15.
I know.
Way less than actually changing tires.
Do you understand that I know?
Okay, then why would you?
Because I know.
All right.
So as I went outside, I locked myself out.
Of your apartment?
Of my apartment, yes. So I had to. So then I really did have to change my tire just so that I could drive up to the wife's work and get her key and get back in so I could get my supplies to actually head out to work. Mm-hmm. It was very exciting.
Anything else happened with the story? Because, I mean, it's kind of a dead-end story. It's not the kind of story you would tell.
It was like the manliest thing I've ever done with a car. So
really?
You can go screw yourself.
You know what? That's kind of underrated, actually. Every now and again, when I do something on my car, which is rare, and like my I got some monkey grease on me, on my fingernails, mm-hmm. I feel like a beer. I feel like I deserve one. It's rare. Yeah. I come in and I talk to Jillian. Like I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she'll start to talk to me. I'm like, enough from you. Change the channel. I don't like this show. Immediately. And I feel like entitled.
Yeah.
But if I'm just pushing buttons all day, which I normally do, I'm like, hi, honey, what can I get you?
My car has a really satisfying spare tire well. It mm-hmm. like, you know how they raise Frankenstein up to the roof to get shocked by electricity?
Not aware of that.
Mm. Well, it's kind of like that. Like this pulley system with the chain raises and lowers it. It's really satisfying
like
underneath
like,
a car.
Like the chassis?
Yeah.
Is it the chassis? Like in auto shop where like the guys are sitting around in grease and they got the motor on the chains.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like that. But under the car.
Is it where Robert De Niro would hang out if he was in Cape Fear?
No, I don't know.
Have you ever seen Cape Fear?
Yes.
Do you remember when he was
just hiding in a trunk?
No, he wasn't in the trunk. How dare you? He harnessed himself underneath the car so that if they hit one speed bump, he would have been decapitated.
That's bad planning.
It was, but it was awesome. The movie. It was very great. He harnessed himself in. I'm not sure exactly how. I think he used his belt and a good grip with his toes and his hands.
A lot of determination. See, kids, where determination will get you? Under a car, clamped in to murder some people.
Max Cady. Check him out.
Who?
Max Cady. Maximilian Cady.
I don't know what that means.
It's Cape Fear. His character's name.
Oh.
He wants vengeance.
I thought he meant like it was based on a real person. Or
he wants thumbs.
You hear they
underage thumbs in his mouth.
They're pretty sure they figured out who the real Jack the Ripper is.
Give me a go.
No, but there's a minor league baseball team called the London Rippers. A bunch of ladies are very upset.
Very offensive.
Yeah. No, they found out who the real one was?
Yeah, some surgeon from the 1800s.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very sweet. Okay. They found his knife, too.
Spirited after disaster last night. I enjoyed it.
Yes. Pinky rings. Put it in the freezer.
Go. Capcom.
We're go flight.
Welcome to the November 22nd, 2011 episode of First Call with TNA.
Blowing up the internet, by the way.
Are we?
Yes, with this show.
Per use.
I posted it. It's now available for download. Mm-hmm. Last week's edition of this fine.
Where can you find
program?
It?
LovelineShow.com. We got a fancy little logo.
Oh, we do. We have
together.
A logo.
Yeah.
Let me check this out.
That's doing absolutely nothing.
No. It's
and I will
checking it out.
Embarrassingly admit that Lauren was my wife was cutting my hair today, and while she cut my hair,
I saw that you
we listened to the First Call.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no.
And
my wife's very discerning.
And I had some chuckles.
Oh, you had a couple chucks?
Yeah.
A couple chucks?
Mm-hmm. Look, I laughed at some of the things you said, laughed at some of the things I said.
Don't laugh at the things you said.
I can't help
Don't
it.
Be douchey.
Can't help it.
All right, so I'm looking for it because... Oh, there it is. Look at that. It looks like a dollar bill or something.
It's
First Call. Well done,
it's money
Tyler.
Sign.
Well done. And we have two comments.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get people calling into Loveline thinking it's the TNA show? That's something
that
we're looking for.
Yet.
We're looking for that. Oh, no. And secondly, Jake, that was Hashmir. And Jake T, do you have to put a letter at the end of your name to be on this board? Hashmir S? Jake T?
I don't know, I guess.
I'm Anderson SC.
Mine shows up as my whole name for some reason.
When the pre-show airs, I'm never in position to listen. It's nice to see this integrated and uploaded. More, please. Happy face with the D. It's like an open happy face, like an open smiling happy
it's
face.
It's like this.
I feel like I should call my dad right now.
Let's call him tonight on the after disaster.
We're not doing an after
disaster. What?
It's going to be difficult.
What?
No, because look, I looked at the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stalling, by the way, guys, too, because we don't have a couple calls up yet because Krista is not doing her job efficiently. Apparently, she can't hear me. That's good. She scares me. I mapped it out today, Tyler, and it's important that we do our 100th episode on a Thursday. In fact, here's what I say. We do one show next week, one show the following week.
What?
And then we can land 100 on the last show of the year, 15th of December.
Why?
So that we can be done with 100.
What's the point?
Because then it would be like the last show of the year.
We'd be done with like 103.
God, you like to talk.
No, I like to sit in there and press cannon buttons.
It's very difficult for Mike and I to talk. We don't have anything to say.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Oh, that coffee's good. It's your coffee, by the way.
Oh, yes. Should we talk about our hidden coffee?
Okay, I'm going to talk to Tyson. Tyson, should we talk about... No, we should not talk about... I didn't do that. I didn't do that. That was her one call that she had finally got. I didn't do it. I just clicked him on. Hey, what's going on? Oh, no! Okay, there might be a problem with our phone systems. I'm going to call you right now, okay? Tyler, fill in for me.
Well, I have absolutely nothing to discuss. So what do you think about that?
All right, so when we decided to do first call, never did we dream that we wouldn't have a call to take. So that kind of ruins the entire show, the ebb and flow of the show. Hi, it's me. Yeah, no. I'm going to put it on hold. I'm going to make sure that, because it looks like every time you go to a call, it hangs up on it, too. So put it on. Put me on hold. Put me on hold. Yeah.
This is...
Okay. If you're listening right now, call. I just opened up all the lines inadvertently. So if you're listening right now and you've always wanted to call Loveline and talk to a couple experts...
Or you want
to
talk to us.
Or you want to talk to us. Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Call 1-800-LOVE-191. What did I just say? I said it wrong. LOVE-191. Do that right now. And I can almost guarantee that you're going to get through if you're listening right now. Unless you're listening to the podcast version.
I guarantee it.
Then Tyler's home masturbating.
What?
Has your wife caught you yet?
No.
I think she might have.
No.
Just got uncomfortable in here. I'm sorry that I asked.
I you know when the cable man comes to set up cable? I take his ladder onto innuendo? The third level of the... onto the top roof of the apartment complex.
Uh-huh. And you like to get,
and then I rain down onto the
what?
The planter below.
What are you talking about? That's where you met. What are you talking about?
It's the safest place to be. And you get a nice tan.
How'd you feel? Were you out in the balcony when she was cutting your hair?
Mm-hmm. The inner balcony, too, so anyone could walk by and see me get my hair cut. Like
cat running about your apartment, yep. Destroying things. You're listening to your little voice on the internet. Mm-hmm. Your wife's cutting your hair.
Well, and
tell me you had a beer in your hand.
And I wish, but it was the girl who was talking about how she would sit on her guy's face while playing with his nipples while he jacks off. And it was like really loud, and then I heard my neighbor like close his window. Yeah, it was a magical day at the White family household.
Krista, phone screener Krista. I am going to put Tyson on air. This is a test. If he hangs up or if it goes
this
dead.
This is a test of the emergency Tyson system.
Hey, look, they're coming out. Tyson.
What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, buddy? Okay, this is a test.
Love your chicken.
Yeah, my damn iPhone keeps dropping the call.
Okay, so see, that was not me, Krista. She scares me. She's the scariest white
just
bitch
fire.
On earth. Scariest Krista, white bitch
you're
on earth. So Tyson, you're calling about washing your hands. Yeah, this is not the real show. This is just TNA.
Right.
Okay. So okay. don't use all your energy or your chi, as they might say, on us. But in of the most utmost important, do not hang up once we're done with you, because you're not on the real show.
I will not.
Okay, cool. So you wash your hands after you pee. You don't.
No, I do not.
You do not wash your hands.
Because he's a normal person.
Oh, thank you.
I wash my hands before I pee.
What?
Yeah.
I will do that sometimes.
When you think about it, your hands are dirty going in, and then you touch your wiener and you make it dirty
all day long.
Your hands are way dirtier than your penis. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree.
That's why I have foreskin that I pull back on my fingers, and then they're clean underneath.
You're disgusting, Tyler. You know, this could be interesting and stupid, and that wasn't funny. Sorry, but I love you. Stop. Now he's showing me, Tyson, how he would pull back his foreskin if he had it on his Edward penis hands.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Listen, Tyson, this could be interesting. I'm going to tell you between you and I. a room could completely fuck us, because he has his own monitor in there, and he could have this up so that Drew and Mike and Simone could be listening to this. Rune, if that's the case, you're fired. No, but Tyson, listen. Drew, I know for a fact that he doesn't think it's important to wash your hands after you pee, because he has it in his head, his weird doctor head, that pee is sterile. I've heard him say that plenty of times. Pee is sterile. It's inside the body. Fecal matter is outside the body, and it's not sterile.
I've heard Drew say that you don't need to wash your hands ever in life.
He's never said that. But he will tell you this. He'll tell you that to actually get your hands clean, you got to say the entire alphabet while scrubbing with really hot coffee, water.
ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ. Done.
Yeah.
Clean hands.
But are your friends giving you some shit about this, Tyson?
Well, I've been like taught by people like, oh, wash your hands. And I adamantly say, like, no, I'm not going to wash my hands. I refuse. And the reason I refuse to do it is because people are so adamant about it.
Yeah, I get you. That's why I started smoking.
It pisses me off that people want you to do something just to do it. Like, and they don't even know why. They just do it.
When I poop in public places,
I bring
an extra pair of shoes so that when I go into the stall.
And they don't note you?
Yeah, I change into those. And they're like, who is the guy pooping in clown shoes? Mm-hmm. He didn't wash his hands. And then I switch into my normal shoes.
I like how you go clown shoes. Like, no one's going to notice that.
I don't know.
That's good. Why don't you just go like normal?
Whatever.
Normal. Here's a move that I like to do, Tyson. You can have this move actually too. If you start washing your hands, which I do think, you know, it's not a bad idea. I wash my hands probably 30 times a day. I'm kind of OCD about it. But what? When I never dry them with the towel.
I hate this. Don't do this.
Tyson, try it out. If you still got hair on your head there, Tyson.
Yeah.
What you do is you wash your hands and then you dry them with your hair. So you style your hair up a little bit while drying your hands. Two birds.
So much worse.
Two birds.
Just don't wash your hands.
Those paper towels come from trees, Tyler. I'm trying to save the environment. Yeah. Do my part. All right, Tyson, hold on. The real show's coming. Network. Recovery.
Go. Capcom. Last word.
Wrong.
I can edit later. Go for launch. 13.